I'm one of the 8 dogs.
Come
here.
On, Michelle.
You do not need to talk to me like that.
That's what, when Ashley worked with me, when I didn't want to go to a meeting, she would do that to me and it would work and I'd get pumped.
I don't like it. Look at all these buttons I need to turn off. I'm so goddamn important.
I think that it's more important to turn buttons on.
Do you? Wow. Okay, wait. I might think that it's more important to turn them off.
I think that it's more important to get things going than to end them.
I think it's more important to stop something.
You can't stop something if it hasn't started.
Ooh.
Hey, everyone. It's 6:87 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm supposed to be sober.
Wait, I thought you were only not drinking during the week. Friday doesn't count.
Well, I was supposed to be sober.
And Thursday's the new Saturday, so it's really only 3 days.
I was supposed to be, like, sober overall, but then...
Why? Who says?
I say.
Why?
Because I'm the master of my own destiny.
No, but, like, why? Because you want to get skinny?
A, yes. B, like, I just have been drinking too much. And, like, I don't know.
But if
I feel gross about it, and like I don't remember things I said to people, and like
that's true about you.
Like so fast, I forget.
You really do. That is true.
So it's like not a good look, you know?
Yeah, I don't feel like I do anything bad anymore, like or anything. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't think I do anything bad. I just don't like that I don't remember.
Plus, if I don't drink a couple glasses of wine when I get home, how will my Xanax work better?
Just smoke pot.
When I smoke pot, I get really hungry. And I like to eat pot more than I like to smoke pot. And when I smoke pot, I can never find anything I want to watch on TV.
All I watch is Blue Planet.
I just use the pusher. And I just push for like 2 hours. Just pushing on the clicker.
Someone's texting me.
What do they want?
Turning my phone over.
Just tell me who it is.
It's work.
Someone ever do that to you? Let me see your phone. Who is it? Let me see your phone. I don't believe you.
Yeah. Have you met my last boyfriend?
Yeah, I did meet him. Ugh, yeah.
Ugh. God. Ugh. This might be the time we throw up on the air.
Was he your last boyfriend?
Before Andy.
There was one in between.
Well, no. There was a guy I was dating in between. Wouldn't call him my boyfriend.
I'm going to have a boyfriend one day.
Who?
I mean, I don't know who the lucky man will be.
Do you think his name will be Mike?
No, why?
I don't know. Do you think his name will be Charles?
No.
What do you think his name will be? That's a good show topic.
I think it'll be something normal.
Like Bartholomew?
No. Like
Sam.
I wish.
I like this pencil.
Sounds like a great pencil.
I almost got you pencils for your birthday.
And then
I was like, oh God, no, she's really picky about her
pencils. I am really picky about my pencils. Lula saw the birthday gift you gave me, and she was
Did
like...
Did she take it?
She was like, what is this?
It was like a little kid's gift.
It was not.
A little bit.
No, it wasn't.
I was a little bit embarrassed.
Why?
Giving it to you.
Everyone likes colored toast-it notes.
We almost walked out of the house, and I was like, I can't give this to her.
But I love office supplies.
But then Andy convinced me together it was a cute gift.
It's a cute gift, especially because I work here. And
I figured they don't even have paper.
They have like pharmaceutical post-it notes that they get for like free.
They have like a logo on them?
Yeah, they don't even have cute ones. It's all like Narcolepse or whatever the drug is called. Narcoplex.
With like a bunch of disclaimer copy?
Yeah, it's like, I just want a cute purple zit, like post-it. But we can't afford to buy cute things here. And I don't want to spend the money on that. So thank you.
I got them at that store, Flying Tiger.
I don't know that store.
It's cool.
We have a topic or what?
Uh-huh.
Did you say what our show was?
I said, shut up, weirdo.
Did you say how people can get involved if they are on a computer or a phone?
If they're on a computer, they can go to WFMU.org and click on the playlist and comments link. And if they're on a phone, they could dial the numbers 201-209-9368 and answer the question, which is, which children's storybook character are you? I'm the Grinch.
So I thought you were going to say that you were the Little Mermaid.
I want to be where the people are. Why would I say her?
First of all, because I know you love that movie.
I do love that movie.
And I know you like to take the opportunity to sing that song when you can.
Every time. Mm-hmm. But don't you think I'm like the Grinch?
No.
Yeah. I'm sarcastic and mean, but then I'm a little soft on the inside.
I don't think you're like the Grinch.
Mm-hmm. Never mind. I can't tell you why. I'll tell you after.
No, tell me why.
I can. It's about work. I'll tell you after. Mm-hmm. So call us, 201-209-9368. Which children's storybook character are you? Also, I would like to know if storybook is one word or two.
I would also like to say, we already know that all the men are Peter Pan.
Exactly. So. We also need to thank James for the lovely gifts he sent
us. Oh, thank you, James. Thank you. I got a bunch of presents. Hold on. Ken from Hyde Park, thank you.
Where's my present, Ken James, from Hyde Park?
Thank you. Holy crow, Ted, thank you.
Where's my present, Ted?
Ted's present is really good.
What did he get you?
The standing desk.
Oh, didn't you already say thanks
for
that?
Yeah, but I've been standing up now for almost 2 weeks. Changed. Thank you, Gumby, for Mayo, and I forgot him. He sent me a really weird drawing.
I can't believe you haven't told me about any of these.
He sent me a really weird drawing of what was supposed to look like black diamond earrings. Which I thought was really cute.
I thought you don't wear earrings.
I used to, and I do sometimes. I would if they were black diamonds.
I almost gave you mine, but then you told me you didn't wear earrings.
Yeah, but no, you told me you were going to give me earrings, and then I said I don't wear earrings, and you said I was going to give you a black diamond.
I really was. I thought about it.
How about next year?
Well, I still have it. You can still have it.
It's not the same if you just give it to me.
It has to be for a reason. If anything, a present for no reason means more. It just means,
now you have something.
Hey, I'm your buddy. Here's something I thought you'd like.
Yeah, it's too extravagant for no reason.
I don't wear them. Someone should wear them. I paid for them. You know what I mean? I'm not giving you the one I like. I'm giving you the other one. There's two. There's the bar, and then there's the little round one.
Well, I don't think I'll ever get my black diamond engagement ring, so.
You can turn it into a ring.
Because I'm that pathetic. You're supposed to say, yes, you will. There's so much of you to love, and I'm sure you'll find the perfect man who will do so.
Yeah, and his name's Bartholomew.
No, it's not. It's Sam.
I hope it's Sam. You know how cool it would be if that happens?
Like a new Sam or the old Sam?
The old Sam.
The old Sam's not going to come around.
How do you know? You never know.
He's in love with his girlfriend, Instagram told me.
People fall out of love.
I don't think he will.
I don't really want to answer any calls, to be totally honest with you.
No, I want to, like, buy a boat. Why don't we look
Tell me more.
Why don't we look for prices on boats and how much it would cost to dock one in Jersey City over here, and we could spend the summer on a boat.
I thought we were going to rent out a house on Ken's Lake and stock him all summer. Is that too weird now that you work for him?
It's like I would never want to. No.
Ugh. That great gardens house.
I mean, I'll take the house, but I don't.
Do you think it's going to get warm soon?
Freaking better.
Do you think people hate it when we just sit around and talk?
I don't know.
Do you think I care?
Nope.
Exactly. So, what else is happening? Do you still draw?
No.
Ever?
I have no time to do anything.
I think you should carve out some time every week for yourself to do what makes you happy.
Well, I started going to the gym again because I turned into a fat slob.
Uh-huh.
And since none of my clothes fit, I'm very depressed.
Uh-huh.
I was able to go to ceramics once this week.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start doing yoga.
I love yoga. I do yoga every Sunday at 9 a.m. Lily told me I was supposed to get up at the same exact
Who's
time.
Lily?
My shrink.
I dumped mine.
Why?
I felt like she wasn't helping me
you
anymore.
You always say that.
It's just like they just say the same thing over and over.
You know, supposedly, if you go in, it's because, like, something's really happening and it's a crisis period. Uh-huh. And then after the crisis period, it sounds like you feel like it's over. But they always say, that's when the real work can begin.
But she wasn't getting into real work. She just kept wanting to talk about the same thing. And
what?
She didn't want to get into, like, why was that a problem?
Can I guess what the things were?
Sure.
Seems rude.
No, go ahead. I don't
care.
Nah.
I'd rather not.
I'm not shy.
What were they?
She basically only wanted to talk about me and Andy. She didn't ever want to get into anything else.
Like your family?
Yeah.
You didn't spend, like, the entire time talking about your mom?
We talked about her in the beginning.
What about your dad?
Nope. Never even touched. See what I mean? Never even touched on the subject.
That's odd.
So, come on, right? Like,
yeah,
that's
because
not
that's
good.
The models for all your relationships.
Yeah, that's what
so
I'm...
So it doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I think the models for my relationships is more my mom.
No, but actually, that's not true.
And specifically in my case, I think so.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, you'd be surprised what you learn.
Well, see, I didn't learn anything because we never even got to it.
I'm shocked at the things I'm learning from Lily.
Will you ask Lily if she has another good therapist?
Oh, okay.
Michelle, I'm not insane. Do you think I want to go to the same therapist as you?
I did get hurt.
It's like the last thing I want to do in my life. Like, I'd rather die.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd rather die.
Okay, no. Why? But I'd rather, like, I don't know.
Would you eat glass?
Lose all my clothes.
Why?
Because I mean, it would be a very bad idea.
I understand all of that.
Someone said we can have their boat.
What?
There's a man named All Out Scott on the comments board who says,
That's
don't
Scott.
Buy a boat. You can have one of mine.
How does Scott have a million boats?
I don't know. Maybe he's rich.
That's Scott. Scott and Mr. Scott?
Scott. Oh.
It's probably in Long Island.
I'll take it.
Will he pay for us to dock it somewhere? That's important. The marina and the upkeep.
You have to pay to dock it, Scott, and you have to pay to take care of it, and you have to pay for repairs.
And I want lessons on how to sail it, how to fix it.
Why? He has to fix it.
Well, I think I'd be really good at doing repairs on my own boat. And we get to rename it whatever we want.
Oh, we're naming it, and it's called Excuse Me, Sharks. Should we take a call?
I'm still defragging my mental hard drive.
Okay. So, yeah, what did Lily tell you?
So much.
No, but you were starting with a story, and I interrupted saying I dumped mine.
Something about imprints and relationships and, oh, your emotional toolkit and the business of relationships and the 10 things that you need in a relationship to make them successful.
What are they?
I only have, I don't know.
Try.
Trust?
Uh-huh. That's the only one you can remember? That's a bad sign, girl.
No, wait. We just started working on this. Oh, I don't know.
You can only remember one?
No, I'm just getting confused with emotional toolkits and relationship, the business of relationships.
Oh. Yeah, see, mine was definitely not smart.
Mine is so smart, and she knows a lot about biology and physiology.
Where'd you find her?
My hairdresser.
Even, you know what? After Andy came with me to a session, and afterwards I was like, that's when I realized, because I could, like, sit there and watch them talk. I was like, she's not smart. And then, like, a week later,
you
I can't.
You said your other therapist wasn't smart.
Yeah, but she really wasn't. Mm. I canceled on her. And then I was like, Andy, I don't think I'm going to go anymore. And I told him why. He's like, yeah, oh, I'm so glad you brought it up. I didn't want to say anything. But when I was there, I was like, she's just talking about the same thing over and over and over. And I was like, oh my God. And then when he agreed, I knew I was right.
Taking Kenny to my shrink was the best thing I ever did.
Because then you guys stopped talking?
Mm-hmm. And she, like, threw it in his face, and it was awesome.
Yeah, usually I feel like when couples start to go to therapy, they mostly break up.
I don't know if that's true. But this, it was a real eye-opener for me.
Yeah, I guess I have a 50-50. Like, the first time I went with a guy, we broke up, but with Andy, we didn't.
There's still time.
Thanks, Michelle.
Just kidding. So, are you going on your tour of America again?
The Grand Canyon.
Where are you flying into?
Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And Vegas for one night.
Wait, so you're renting a car in Arizona or you're flying all those places?
We're renting a car in Phoenix and then we're driving.
You can drive so fast out there.
Andy will be driving fast.
You can drive 120 miles an hour and no one cares.
Okay, then I'll be driving too.
It's really fun.
And then...
Once I drove from El Paso to Marfa and I drove...
But that's not the same place.
Yeah, but it's out there. It's like the Wild West.
Because no one's there.
And people are just like... They're different than in New York.
I'm going to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Joshua Tree.
Oh, you're going to freak. I've never been there. But.
We're going to Palm Springs.
Don't go
Springs.
To Yellowstone.
We have, like, stops on the way from Phoenix to the Grand Canyon. I'm excited.
You should be.
We're also going to Mexico in October.
Oh, nice. And you've never been to the Grand Canyon, right?
Mm-mm.
Where in Mexico are you going?
Tulum.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Tulum, doesn't Tulum suck, though?
Mm-mm. There's ruins and cenotes and then 2 days doing nothing on the beach.
Can
and that's the end of it.
Can you bring me Mexican quaaludes, please?
Yes.
Please, because usually you just come back with, like, Klonopin or something.
I'll get you what I can get you. I can't go nuts when I'm in Nicaragua. I got my mom hawking me.
I know, but Mexicans have the best quaaludes. And you can't get them here.
Okay, I'll try. Okay. I can just go to a pharmacy and get them?
I think so.
Okay. Should we take a call?
Yes.
Fine. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? I just want to let you know, if you ever buy a used boat, don't rename it if it has a name on it.
Why?
It's bad luck.
I don't care.
Believe me, it's bad luck to rename a boat.
People rename dogs all the time.
Excuse me?
People rename dogs all the time.
Yeah, that's a dog, but if you're out, trust me, I've been on boats for years. If you buy a brand new boat, then you can name it. But if you have if you buy a used one that already has a name, keep the name on it. No,
we're renaming it.
Disagree.
What children?
No, I'm telling you.
Let me guess. You're Peter Pan.
What?
What's your storybook character?
Satan. But I'm telling you.
Satan isn't a storybook.
I hung up on him because he's annoying. Satan. Peter Pan is the correct answer for him.
Peter Pan would have been the right answer.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Heat Miser. Hi, Freeze Miser.
Excuse me?
What?
Hey, hi, Michelle. Hi, Frankie.
This has to be Ted.
What joke was that, Ted, that you're trying to land?
He's still laughing at it.
Wait, Ted, explain your joke. Because you know when you have to explain your joke, it means it's really funny.
I just said, hi, Heat Miser. Hi, Freeze Miser. Because Frankie's the Heat Miser and Michelle is the Freeze Miser.
The Creep Meister?
Freeze Miser.
I don't know what those things are. Is this like a Star Wars reference? A deep Lord of the Rings reference?
I don't think it's a reference at all. I think he's just... He's just making it up.
You need to talk louder also, Ted.
You gotta watch the Christmas cartoon.
What Christmas cartoon?
The ones... Well, not cartoons, they're claymation. You know,
I want to watch a Christmas cartoon about as badly as I want to watch Forrest Gump.
Mm.
Which is, oh my God, you do not like Forrest Gump, Franny.
It's not a bad movie.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's not a great movie.
Oh my God, do you love that movie over there? Hey, you in the Mickey Mouse sweatshirt.
I think maybe that Andy told me that was his favorite movie once. But I'm not sure if I'm making it up. And I think I laughed at him, but then I thought to myself, I kind of like that movie. But I think he told me it was his favorite.
No, his favorite movie is probably, like, Rad.
Or The Boiler Room.
Why The Boiler Room?
Because he loves that movie.
Oh, really?
He made me watch it once.
I mean, I should talk. Alicia Keys is my new mentor.
Michelle watches The Voice now.
Well, I'm a basic bitch. I have a 9 to 5. Well, more like 8 to 11:30 p.m., but...
By choice.
Then I go home and put sweatpants on.
I love sweatpants.
Watch The Voice. Yeah, because you're a basic 9 to 5 bitch, too.
I'm a bitch, but I ain't basic. Also, I work 10 to 6.
Well, hello?
Hey, Heatmeister. Hey. Is that it? Is it Heatmeister?
Heatmeister.
It's so weird, Ted.
Creepmeister?
You'll know what it is.
Someone on the comments board says, Frangie and Michelle, you effing suck and you're annoying. And he spelled your wrong.
What's his name?
Big T.
Cool.
I love it when people try to troll and they mess it up.
Yeah, I think on the unclosed, Andy's agreed with me.
I can't hear you at all, Ted.
Yeah.
Well, I can boot off.
I can't hear you at all.
Goodbye,
I'm
Ted.
I'm sorry, Ted. Rudolph.
Okay. Because he's a lie. Isn't Rudolph a liar?
No, Rudolph's not
a
liar.
Why does his nose grow?
No, that's Pinocchio, dude. Rudolph's the reindeer, and his nose lights the way so that Santa can drop off all the presents at those brats' houses, and none of the reindeers wanting to let him play their reindeer games, so he's all depressed.
Oh my god, that is Ted!
We let him play our reindeer games.
He's always dropping off presents.
No, Santa drops off the presents. Oh. Rudolph leads the way.
So how is he, Rudolph?
Maybe because the other kids didn't let him join in their reindeer games.
Is this a bad topic?
No.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's happening, young ladies?
Hi.
How are you today?
Great. How are you?
What?
And you just said the thing that I am, and you messed it all up. Pinocchio.
You're a liar?
Because everybody thinks I'm made of wood. They treat me like I'm made of wood.
That's sad. Is the what's up with the phones?
Uh-huh. Ken, the phones are broken.
It's like nothing works here.
We can't hear you. Bye.
Why stop? What do you mean?
What do we do?
Try one more. Fiber optics?
Should we have them call our cell phones? We can just give our numbers out on
okay,
the
air. Okay, Franny's number is...
Give Ken's out. Two? Wait, hold on. It's on that board.
No, don't. Dude, don't.
I would never. Jesus Christ. Michelle.
I know, but...
You have no faith in me. You already thought I wanted to share your therapist, and now you just thought I would give out Ken's cell phone number on the air.
How about just his home phone, not his cell phone?
No. What's up with the phones, though?
Oh, hey, I gotta say one thing about the marathon. Thanks to everyone who's still pledging to the marathon.
Are they still pledging?
Yeah, but listen, your e-bills went out, so you should have gotten your e-bill. If you did not get your e-bill, you can email Joe Magasco or call him.
I'm going to go eat steak.
What do you mean?
Tonight.
Oh, my God, you know what I did?
Oh, my God, what? Did you go to St. Anselm?
I did go to St. Anselm. The same week, I've lived in Williamsburg for 19 years, I think. I just went to Peter Luger for the first time.
And?
Well, I thought I was going to make it there for the $16 burger special, which we thought ended at 4 o'clock, but actually ends at 3:45.
Oh, that's nice.
We went in, and I was like, well, it's my birthday. Can I get the burger? And they said no.
Yeah, they're not nice.
They were actually old. I like it that they're not nice. I like it that it's not cool. And I went to Beaumonti's, too. I went to, like, a lot of places that week. I think St. Anselm's is better food, but I like that Peter Luger feels like you're in a time machine, and I like it that there's no cool people there.
Me too.
Because I hate...
I agree. I hate 100 cool. With everything you just said.
Did you get the ice cream sundae?
I might have got...
The hot fudge sundae.
We did get a sundae.
So good.
Yeah, we did.
That sundae was so good.
Okay, should we try another call?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, turn your radio down, please.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Did we send out a shirt today?
No, I didn't. Oh, we got to send one to Ian, but he wants a different shirt because he already has that one.
Oh, wow.
Well, I offered him one.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, dude. What's your storybook character?
Okay.
Well, you need to watch yourself.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah. So, and then my friend over here.
Which mouse is that?
A little critter.
What book is this?
Never heard of Little Critter?
No.
No.
He looks like a roach, but like a rodent. Or is it a porcupine?
This is for young kids, huh?
Ew, he wears overalls.
That's cool.
I wear overalls. Oh, wait, yeah, Little Critter wears overalls.
Yeah, he does.
Little Critter. That's
Little
a Critter's cute name.
Official site. Oh, no, that's different.
Little Critter's a cute name.
He lives in Critterville.
Do you want the nickname Little Critter?
I do like that.
My grandma, she used to call me Little Bitty, and I loved it.
My new nickname is Flip Flop.
That's a good nickname.
I know. It's good for me because I'm always like, okay, never mind.
Who gave you that nickname?
Guess.
Andy Plants.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, there's Little Critter sing-alongs. Why am I on this website? Okay, goodbye. Have a good one.
I wonder what my good nicknames were for my boyfriends.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Fanny. Hey, Michelle. We doing favorite movies?
Favorite movies?
No, that's what we were going to do. Last week we said we were going to do what's your favorite movie.
We've never done that?
Doesn't matter. But we're not doing that tonight.
No, we're not doing that. We're doing which children's storybook character are you, because you are Winnie the Pooh.
You sound so pumped. Did you just do like a rail before you called?
No, he's Winnie the Pooh.
No, you guys are on, but I also drank a bunch of Red Bull. I'm working, and I think it's that.
I can tell. Bummer. See? I knew he was on speed.
But you know what? I don't have
Okay, Winnie
advice
the Pooh.
For your road trip.
He's not Winnie the Pooh. You have what?
Advice for your road trip. I'd be Christopher Robin, by the way.
Oh.
You need to go to Hicksville Trailer Palace when you're in Joshua Tree. It's a pretty cool little spot.
Okay, let me write it down.
Look it up online.
There's also two places I want you to go.
Oh, wait, is this competition now?
No. She's going with her boyfriend, and I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Portugal in May, and she's going.
Oh.
Well, he'll tell you where to go in Portugal because he's Portuguese.
I know.
Where are you going to Portugal?
I'm flying into Lisbon.
Not what the show's supposed to be.
I'm flying into Lisbon and then I'm driving south.
To where?
I'm flying into Lisbon and then I'm driving south.
Oh, I was going to tell you to go north. But
why? Why were you going to tell me to go north?
I don't know. It's really cool up there. The wine's good. The food's good. It's like.
The food's supposed to be good everywhere.
It's just pretty chill. It's
want to see the rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah, you got to go south.
Yeah. So there you
go.
Don't
buy the hash. They're going to try and sell you hash, and it's really just tar mixed with, like crunch. What's the wood.
Good
like
tip.
Good tip, but I'll still smoke it. Just kidding. I won't.
Yes, she will.
No, she won't.
Yes, she will.
So, wait, books? Does it have to be fiction?
She might.
Well, storybooks are usually fiction, right? It has to be a children's book.
But the story of Malcolm X, like, people don't know that. I want to be Malcolm X.
No.
Andy says go north.
We're going south.
Do it.
Hey. Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Max from Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. Yeah. I thought of that one, too. Huh?
You were going to tell us your other favorite movie in addition to Fight Club.
Oh, yeah. You have to tell us.
No, it's not good. I don't want to say. It's not good. Like, no one will care. It's not impressive.
But last week you said you would tell us this week.
You have to keep your promises.
But do I?
Yes.
No. You know what my other favorite movie is.
Here's the strange thing. I love Fight Club. I wrote to you about that.
Did I respond? If I didn't, I apologize. I'm very busy.
Oh, no. Don't ever apologize. No, you did respond. But I also
like... I did respond.
Forrest Gump. I also like that.
Ugh. My mom, one time, my dad really loves Forrest Gump, and you know it's on all the time during the holiday. And I was like, I hate that movie. And my mom was very concerned. that I didn't like Forrest Gump.
Because that like, you made you bad?
Mm-hmm. With Al Pacino?
No, with Robert De Niro.
Oh, I always get them confused.
Same person.
Yeah.
All right, well, this isn't the topic, but Max from Where the Wild Things Are is great. I identify with him a lot as well.
Ooh.
My mom never read me books. Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
No, that's not what's wrong with you. All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Will.
What?
Did he say, all right, Will?
Why did he call you Will?
I don't know. Maybe he called you Will.
No, I think he was talking to you.
Do you do the new cough?
That's not a new cough.
When you were growing up, no one taught you that cough.
They taught me that when I was a candy striper at the children's hospital.
Oh, really?
Because you don't want to cough on the sick kids. You gotta do it in your
I feel like when you grew up, no one told you about the new cough.
I don't think it's new.
People used to go...
I just think it's like not smart people cough in their hands and smart people cough in their arm.
Do you sneeze in your arm?
I don't know.
Do you cough in your arm when you don't have a sweatshirt on?
Probably.
Do you sneeze in your arm when you don't have a
sweatshirt
on? I don't
think I sneeze in my arm, though.
Where do you sneeze?
Probably in my hand.
Are more germs passed by coughing or sneezing?
I don't know. Do you know?
Once I yawned on a lady on the train and she went, what the?
What? What'd you say?
I was really...
Were you like, I'm tired.
I was really... I was holding onto the bar and it was really crowded, so I couldn't lift my hand up to my mouth. And she was sitting down and I was standing up. And I kind of like yawned up because I had a bad feeling. And she was with her friend and I went... And she went... And I didn't cough. And she went... She turned to her friend and she was like, what the... And then she was like, if I get sick, I'm going to kick someone's ass and like all this stuff.
And you were like, well, it's not going to be mine because you ain't never seeing me when I get off this
trip. No, I was scared.
Why?
I thought she was going to like kick me in my vagina or something.
Cool. She couldn't need you.
Yeah, it wasn't cool. Because you know like when someone just wants to kick someone else's ass and you don't have to do anything like...
They just want to fight.
It's like, I just want to fight someone. It's like, you dropped that pencil wrong. I'm going to kick your ass.
That's how I am. I think I'm really drunk from these two beers.
I think I need to really be able to enjoy an entire hour of peace and quiet before the show starts.
Well, next time, don't come up late. I'm going to tell Ken you're off the clock at 4:30 on Fridays.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Oh, my character that I identify with is Horton in Horton Hears the Who.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Dr. Seuss book.
I guess the problem Dr. with our Seuss. Topic is that I don't know children's storybooks.
Well, Horton is an elephant, and he hears a who in the grass. And there's a whole society, well, obviously they're small animals, and he claims he can hear a who. So it's a whole, basically, just because you can step on them and trample them doesn't mean that they don't have a whole civilization of their own and respect them. You don't know the story?
When you go to a salad place and they say that the salad is 400 calories and they list all the ingredients, do you think it's really 400 calories?
I don't pay attention to
it's
things
more
like calories.
Calories.
Why would they say it was... They list the dressing in the ingredients. Is that the total number of calories with everything? Why do you say that?
Because I don't think any salad is 400 calories.
You think it's way more?
Not way. It's probably like 700 or 800.
No way. That's insane. It's not 800.
Well, I guess it depends on what's in your salad.
Let's say, for example...
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm going to say.
Hit us.
You know what I'm going to say.
Go. What's in the salad?
You know my favorite salad.
Do I? Oh, a kale Caesar salad.
Correct.
Caesar dressing is very fattening.
That's why I am confused about this.
There is absolutely no way that Caesar dressing is only
But iceberg health. Lettuce is like negative calories.
It's the dressing on a Caesar that makes it bad. And it has like zero nutritional value.
No, it has chicken in it, dude.
Okay, fine. Chicken.
And kale's a superfood.
All right, I guess kale.
And I think
it has croutons.
You can say no. But the thing is, it
how
has.
How come know-it-all's not answering? I thought he knew it all.
It has the whole. The thing is why I think it is 400 calories is it has the entire thing listed as one block. And then it says 400 calories.
Know-it-all?
Yes.
What do you think?
Do you care to weigh in here?
Yeah, I thought you knew it all.
I mean, no, I'm not so interested in a salad bar and how they're.
We're not talking about the salad bar. We're talking about calories of a salad.
Calorie is just a measure of energy.
Yeah, come on, know-it-all.
Yeah, I know what calories are. Listen, I wouldn't, I think, are they including the salad dressing?
In the list of ingredients, they list the dressing, which makes me think that the total number of calories is what they're saying it is.
Do you think a kale chicken Caesar salad with dressing could be only 400 calories?
No.
But the thing is, lettuce has no calories.
He said no.
Kale has no calories.
I think he said no.
I think it's true.
I think it's untrue.
Because there's no way the salad dressing could have more than 250 calories.
Mm. Is there cheese?
Like flex, but not a lot.
That's not healthy. You shouldn't eat that.
What you should do is listen carefully and see if the salad talks, then don't eat it. What?
That's a great idea.
Getting back to Horton.
Goodbye. You should have a salad that has spinach.
Why? Kale's a superfood.
Spinach?
Actually, I found out today and I had no idea. I've had a thyroid issue for over 10 years. I'm not supposed to eat, I can't say this word. Do you know this word? Cruciferous? Cruciferous vegetables?
What the hell is that?
A leafy green.
But that's all the good ones.
I know. But supposedly, if you have a thyroid issue, you're not supposed to eat leafy greens, which no doctor's ever told me in 10 years.
So how'd you find that out?
I looked it up on the internet today because I have new insurance and I had to get new medicine. And then I looked up something about a thyroid. And then it said, foods you're not supposed to eat if you have hypothyroid. And it was like cruciferous vegetables.
Why are you so hung up on your salad? No answer?
Why? I don't know. Am I?
Where do you get it? The salad.
Well, now that I'm a basic bitch.
Do you go to Abompan?
I go to Sweet Greens.
Where's there Sweet Greens around here?
I'm only answering.
Oh. I mean, I feel like also they can't lie, though.
Right. They can't.
So, I don't know. Maybe
and the other ones are way more than 400 calories. I'm less concerned about, like, am I eating too many calories? And more like, are they lying? How can they lie if the number's there and all the ingredients are there? So it doesn't seem like they're trying to, like, get something past you.
I mean, I don't think they can lie. So I guess it depends on the size of everything. I don't know. I generally never trust the calorie listings on things.
Even at McDonald's when it says your Big Mac is 2,200 calories. That's true.
Never noticed because anytime I'm in McDonald's, I'm
you're
so
drunk.
I ate McDonald's the night after the marathon. There's a spicy chicken sandwich.
Nah.
Unbelievable.
I don't. That doesn't satisfy my cravings.
So good.
I will say, if I'm going to eat fast food...
People are saying we're turning into Jonesy and X-Ray. Listen, we just don't feel like taking calls tonight. Butt out, Dale.
If I'm going to eat fast food, this is actually really Jones X-Ray style, where it's like drugs,
I know.
Food.
Fine. I mean, whatever.
Where we hang
out. Just let two girls talk to each other.
I like those French toast sticks
at Burger King. Dude, you cannot eat that.
I can't eat a French toast stick. I can before 11 a.m. when they stop serving goddamn breakfast.
I thought they started serving
that's
it all
McDonald's.
Day long.
That's McDonald's.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think BK does it.
Well, they need to get on with it because that's a bad move.
Those French toast sticks, though.
I remember them. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
Hi, Rooster.
Hi, Rooster.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Good. Your son just gave us a boat.
Really? He texted me and said he wasn't able to call. He gave you a boat?
Yeah, he did it on the comments board.
He said we could have one of his boats.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, he's got a bunch.
What? He really has a bunch of boats?
Well, he's, yeah, kind
of. How does he have a bunch of boats?
Well, gee, it's,
What?
That's got a lot of things.
Okay.
Good for Scott.
Yeah, he does pretty well. But he did ask me to say to you that he wasn't able to call tonight. Probably working. And anyway, he wanted you to know that he is the little engine that could.
Oh, my God. That is so cute.
That's a good one. That's a positive one.
Very good.
It's like the good old days. Well, I guess they weren't good days for Scott. But it's like the old days when he was in prison and he would have you call in his answer.
What's your answer, Rooster?
Well, I'm the rooster in the story of the little red hen.
I don't know that story.
Well, the little red hen said, well, I'm going to plant a garden and grow some vegetables. Who's going to help me plant this garden? And all the farm animals said, nah, not I. And
then later on,
he said, you know, this garden needs
He's
to be weeded.
The whole story.
Who's going to help me weed this garden?
Who's gonna
all the farm animals
the
said, nah, not I. And so then it was time to harvest. And she said, who's going to help me harvest these vegetables? Everybody said,
oh, my God, he's telling us the whole story.
And then one day she's making soup. And she said, who's going to
punch
this soup?
God.
And we all said, not I.
Oh, my
but when
God.
It came time to eat the soup, she said, well, who's going to help me eat this soup? And they all said, well, I will.
I will.
And she said, oh, I think not. I'm going to eat this soup by
myself.
Oh, my
God.
And she did.
Good for her. Thanks for calling, Rooster.
Have a good one, Rooster. Scott's on the list.
No one helped her, and then she just dated herself.
Same.
There's only 10 minutes left.
I'm drunk.
How many beers did you have?
Two.
How are you drunk?
I don't eat gluten, dairy, or sugar anymore. And this is the first time I've drank since last weekend.
What'd you eat today?
A salad.
What kind?
Spinach, beans, chicken, tomato, avocado.
What will you eat for dinner?
I don't know. I kind of want to go eat steak.
I thought you were eating steak tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow, no.
Where are you going to eat your steak?
That Argentinian place I like in the East Village.
Have I been there? No.
It's really cheesy. But the food is good.
I like corny places. I don't like cool places.
It's all covered in, like, soccer jerseys. It has carpet, which is so gross for
a
restaurant.
I love a restaurant with carpet, and I love a suburban carpeted kitchen.
And the underside of all the tables has, like, this disgusting felt.
Why are you touching under the tables?
I don't know. I just randomly touched it once by mistake, and
what
I was like, oh, my God,
gum?
Ew.
What if you find all the gum?
Who cares? I'll live.
It's petrified, though, right? When you touch the gum, it doesn't matter.
It's like rock.
Depends how long it's been there.
It's like the Grand Canyon.
There's no gum under this desk. It's shocking.
Ew, there's probably nastier things under this
like
desk.
Like boogers?
Yeah, boogies for sure. Hi, you're on the radio.
Why, howdy, ma'am.
Howdy. I got a beautiful dress.
Oh,
from where?
I do too. This is Wild Bill.
Hi, Wild Bill.
Hey, Wild Bill.
I would be Jack Briggins.
Who's that?
He's the guy whose mother yelled at him and said, Jack, you dumb cup, who traded the cow for magic beans.
Oh, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yes, but
she showed him.
His name was Jack Briggins in the nursery rhyme.
That's a good one.
Yes. Hey, also, my name is Bill. Maybe I'm the one. No, I'm too old.
Wild Bill.
Doesn't look like your style.
I know, it's my new style.
My name is Bill. I'm an alcoholic, 189 days without a drink.
Good for you, Bill.
Yes, I guess.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, I'm not so proud. I feel like I want to have one.
Don't you dare.
Go to a meeting.
On the reg.
Oh, call your sponsor.
There's a dude there who owes me money.
Okay, bye, Wild Bill. Have a good one. Go to a meeting.
Stay sober. Call your sponsor.
Thank you.
It's my new style.
What's your new style?
Voluptuous older lady.
That's not really a style.
Why not?
It has to be like... Like, that's not really a style. It has to be like bohemian chic.
No, my style is I'm a voluptuous older lady and I'll wear things that flatter a voluptuous older lady
figure.
But
there needs to be a style, like fancy, classy, bohemian, tomboy.
I guess bohemian.
Nope.
Fancy. Cowgirl.
How about sophisticated? Trendy, sophisticated.
I wear it with cowboy boots.
No, you do not.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Please do not wear cowboy boots.
Yeah, look.
You don't do... you. I don't think that you can pull off cowboy boots. No.
Yeah, look.
White cowboy boots?
This is fun.
Please tell me those are returnable. You know who wears white cowboy
They're
boots?
They're so pretty.
You know who wears white cowboy boots and looks like a...
A what?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
She looks poor.
Those are not poor.
You please return those.
No, I love them.
I hate them more than
the
red shoes you have.
The cat in the hat.
What does he do? I know who he is. I just don't remember what he does.
Isn't he, like, real bossy?
He was in the Dr. Seuss book.
I mean, I know that. But, like, what's his personality?
Yeah, well, he's just cool. I like him because he reminds me of the Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
That's me. Yeah, you can't be him because that's me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, how about a Smurf because he's blue?
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, but, you know, if a Smurf is choking, how are you going to know what color he's turning?
Okay, thanks for calling. I feel like this topic is really bringing out some weird people.
It is, isn't it? My friend just sent me a text that said, good news, and I clicked on the link, and it said, drinking alcohol more important than exercise to living past 90.
I don't want to live past 90. Hi, you're on the radio. Okay. Oh, my God. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. Based on last week, my movie is Chinatown.
We're not doing that topic.
That's just rude.
Oh, but I was prepared. I'm sorry.
You're calling back?
Do the Peanuts characters...
No. Sure. Sure.
Yes or no?
Yes.
I don't like any of those. I don't like any of those guys.
Which one are you?
Linus, the one with the blanket.
I don't know. They all suck.
They kind of all do. They're almost as bad as Family Circus.
Which one's Family Circus?
Those kids should all...
What about... What was her name? Kathy? Was there like a comic
Kathy
that was like
so
a
sad.
A one older alone lady?
Yeah, she had glasses and she would go to her job and she was like a nerd.
That's me.
No, it's not. You're not cool, but you're not a nerd.
I'm Daria.
Daria was cool though.
Michelle, can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
If I was like totally uncool, you and I wouldn't be even talking. So if
that's
I'm not
true.
Cool, then you're not either,
Actually,
sucker.
That's not true. I have a lot of uncool friends.
No, you don't. Because
yes,
all you
I
care
do.
About is if people are cool or not.
That is so untrue.
No, it's not.
That is incredibly untrue. And I'm so offended. I have so many...
I'm offended that you keep telling me I'm uncool. I'm cool. Right, Billy Jam?
I thought that being cool... If you thought you were cool, then it means automatically you weren't cool.
That's true. It does mean that.
You just said you were cool.
I didn't say I think I'm cool. I said I'm offended you don't think I'm cool.
No, no, no. And then you said, Billy Jam, I'm cool. I'm cool.
Shiz, you're right.
I have a lot of different kinds of friends. I have a lot of different kinds of friends.
Okay, that's
some
good.
Some cool, some not cool.
I'm proud of you.
Well, you just said I only had cool friends, and that's not true.
You did say that.
And it's not true, and I want you to take it back.
I'm not taking it back.
Take it back.
You can't make me.
But you know it's not true.
Maybe I've never met one of your uncool friends. Name one.
Oh! You can't just name one of my uncool friends.
You gotta name one.
That's rude.
Name one.
I'm not gonna out one of my uncool friends. What if they don't know they're not cool?
I'm sure they probably know they're not cool because according to you, people who are cool know they're cool.
No. No, that's not what I said. You're twisting everything around.
Come on, just name one.
I'm not gonna... Okay. Franny.
Other than me, you dummy! Is it Ken, your best friend?
He's not cool.
We don't really have a winner. Oh my god, we still have 5 whole minutes? Or is that clock wrong?
Four.
Should I take a call? Hi, you're on the... Hello? You're on the radio. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
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 So my favorite character, storybook, well, it's a children's comic. I don't know if that counts. It'd be Hot Stuff. The Little Imp from Harvey Comics.
I don't know that.
Well, it was back in the day. It hasn't been published in a couple of decades. It was from the 50s to the 70s. Harvey, they had Baby Huey and Casper.
Oh, Baby Huey.
Wendy the Witch, but Hot Stuff, because he was literally the son of the devil. He's a little imp, so he didn't get as much exposure because the Bible beaters were prejudiced. But I was, as a little kid, I was just so fascinated with matters diabolical. I actually had a Hot Stuff Club. We'd gather around in my pup tent and read Hot Stuff comics all day.
Franny and I have a Hot Stuff Club.
Huh?
Yeah, we're Hot Stuff, and we have a Hot Stuff Club.
Yeah, well, it wasn't like the Hellfire Club. I was six or seven years old, but it was a Hot Stuff Club, and there was a little girl hot down the street. Wait, I asked her
let's
to join
do one
my
more.
Hot Stuff
I don't
Club.
Have any.
Thank you for calling Hot Stuff.
Bye, Hot Stuff. That's it. I don't have any more. 201-209-9368. We have time for one call.
We actually don't.
You'll be the last one.
Nope. Nope.
Okay, no one called.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world. At WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah! Oh my goodness, I hit the microphone. The woman, of course. Thank you for understanding.
I totally
of course, it's a woman.
Of course.
Thanks. The woman.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you're on the radio.
We're not asking for your band name! My God! You're on the radio. Rappers, I'm monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking. Musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out defeat foes. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J sitting bent up in the stairway, or either on a corner betting grants with the CeeLo champs, laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-packs get off quick forever, niggas talkish, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution, catch a body head for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the Mac-10 was in the grass, and I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Pick
the Mac up, told brothers back up, the Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas, one ran, I made a backflip, heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook, couldn't look, gave another squeeze, heard it click, yo, then I'm stuck, tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot, now I'm in danger, finally pulled it back and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber, so now I'm jetting to the building lobby, and it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be, it's like the game ain't the same, got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners, crews without guns upon us, in broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us, 4-5s and gauges, max and facts, same niggas that catch you back to back, snatching your cracks in black, yo, is a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked, so hold your stash till the coke price drop, I know this crackhead who said she gotta smoke nice rock, and if it's good, you bring your customers a measuring box, but yo, you gotta slide on a vacation, inside information keeps large niggas erasing and they wild spacing, it drops deep as it does in my breath, I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death, beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined, I think of crime, when I'm in a New York state of mind, state of mind, your state of mind, your state of mind, your state of mind, your state of mind, we have dreams that I'm a gangster, drinking Moet, holding texts, making sure the cash came correct, then I stepped, investments and stock, sewing up the box to sell rocks, winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nigga, walking with his finger on the trigger, make enough figures until my pockets get bigger, I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing, give me a Smith and Wesson, I have niggas undressing, thinking of cash flow, Buddha and shelter, whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta, and the PJs, my blend tape plays, bullets are strays, young bitches is grays, each block it's like a maze full of black rats trapped, plus the album is packed. From what I hear in all the stories when my peoples come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack, I just max. I dream I can sit back and lamp like Capone, with drug strips on, all the legal luxury life, rings flooded with stones, homes. I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous, though we live dangerous. Cops could just arrest me, blaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau, through rap slow, my rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks, never put me in your box if this shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps, that's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers, in the streets I could greet ya, about blunts I teach ya, inhale deep like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times, nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind. State of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Yo, then what, man? What?
Reaching lots in the realism of life and actuality. Fuck who's the baddest. A person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us. Cause all of us turn to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping this weapon just in street ghetto essence inside us. Cause it provides us with the proper insight that got us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go, but as long as we leave and even we'll be leaving with some kind of dope. So and through that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, back and still getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know where you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we fly.
Feet of God believers. Can't pursue winning, but quitting isn't an option either. We spit the mantra that Nas delivered the rock on ether. will not lose. Listen, sit green while I sip gin from agave seed. Holy grail, wanna throw for wit what I've been bleeding. Poison melody, aiming poise steadily. Pedigree of the Kennedys, bad luck and destiny. See the peasantry, seek hope and serenity. Find heaven in chemistry, unplanned pregnancy. Minds caught in zealotry, unlimited weaponry. Lower than leprosy, starstruck by celebrity. No longevity, no story or legacy. Erase the future with death, the only penalty. No identity, trapped in the hegemony. Turn neighbors to enemies, repeat the elegy. And we got nothing, waiting on a meal ticket like a hoof. Till the day we die, our shoulders holding up that sky. And we don't budge, and we don't flinch, and we don't shrug, not a single inch. Till the day we die, our shoulders holding up that sky. They acting like they got the world on their shoulders. Looking at us like we're earners or soldiers. Fill up their banks, overfill up their tanks. Greed, money, and death, they instill in their ranks. But soon enough, the little burden is over. People are learning slow, the code word isn't covert. Not hard to decipher, not murder in doses. People are waking up to the birds and the Folgers. Highly classified and preserved in a folder. Only to be exposed when the world's turning over. Yeah, seems like the world's doing homework. The rich have spent 100 years digging their own dirt. And we're almost to 6 feet. Critical mass, pitiful, let's pickle the pig's feet. Feet to the fire so the fire can burn. The water's dirty, we fight fire with fire. Rock this at the drop of a dime, baby.
Rock this at the drop of a dime, baby.
Your attention's on the fire. Many in the past have tried to do what I did, but just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the drum off. And the blow that I deliver is a crisp one. Give that style back, Jack, and try this one. If you're gonna pick up the microphone when the beat is moving swift, you better say something I can get with. Suckers, I mold in my hand just like Silly Putty. You try to shank me, Spanky, but my name's not McGillicuddy. Yes, yes, let's test the water. The skinny dipping in a slaughter. Hope your warrior waterproof, high top certified. Cause I taught a youth I've got the murder ride. And you don't have to buy a ticket. You can afford to get aboard and watch me as I stick it in the face of my foes. Cause it goes to show that I flow like a bloody nose. Rap is sweet just like donuts from Dunkin'. The action posse's at the door and they won't let a punk in. So you better try the back door before you get a crack jaw. And I don't need a black hat to be a villain. The posse is action and the label is cold chilling. The question is how hype will you get? When you heard this beat, you were familiar with a jam you heard before. This is the summary. A voice surrounds you, but there's only one of me. Lyrics and dialect come from all angles. The cordless mic in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. One, two. Microphone checker, one, two. Microphone checker, one, two. Microphone.